purification of intent through these intentions.
You said that although one may be smoking hookah, but what is going on from within is to not smoke, nor cause anyone to smoke, nor instigate anyone to smoke.
Yes, all that means to say is, you do not agree with this. That is what we are trying to convey. It means that your opinion differs from the action. And when the hookah goes away on its own, then it will be legitimate. So now, you are no longer stuck to it. It is stuck to you. What I am trying to say is that when its duration is over, it will go away. If, on one hand, one smokes the hookah, and on the other hand, he declares this intention, then the liability for smoking vanishes, and this intention has begun to come into effect. When you go unannounced to someone's house, the person may say, "Come, sir, come, sir." But from within, he may feel, "Why did he have to come right now?" It means that he is saying the opposite of what is going on in his mind. On the outside, he says, "Welcome." But then again from within, he says, "Why now?" So, he is spoiling that which is already good. Whereas, what does the former situation convey? One smokes the hookah, but from within he says, "This should not be so." So here, we are improving that which is spoiled.
The most astonishing thing of the entire Akram Vignan is that it is spoiled on the outside and it is being improved on the inside.
Yes, that is why we feel satisfied, isn't it? It does not matter if the current situation is spoiled, but the new one will definitely be better. That which is ruined is history, but at least the new one will be better, wouldn't it? Whereas some people keep saying, "We only want to improve this life. Hey, let it go. Just let go of it from here. The next one will become spoiled as well. You will incur a double loss."
We are not currently responsible for that which is spoiled right now. That is a result of the past life.
Yes, we are not responsible right now. That power lies in the hands of another entity right now. It is beyond your control. This is actually not going to change. So why do you needlessly become restless? Yet even the religious teacher will say, "If you can't do this, then you will not be allowed to enter." His follower will respond, "But sir, I really want to do this, but I am not able to. So what can I do?" Such rampant misunderstanding prevails.
When the Prakriti causes a lot of havoc, then one feels tremendous suffocation within.
Oh, when such a thing happens, then he does not eat for 5 days. Alas, who is at fault and who is getting the beating for it? Why are you punishing the stomach? The fault is of the mind and he punishes the stomach. He will say, "You will not get to eat." What can the poor man do? His energy will diminish, won't it? If he has eaten, then he may be able to do some other work. That is why our people say, "Why are you punishing someone for a fault committed by another? The fault is of the mind. What fault is it of the poor body? Moreover, what will one gain out of clearing away the external? That which we have no control over whatsoever. What is the point of needlessly screaming and shouting? The rubbish within will have to be swept away. Everything on the inside has to be cleansed. Instead, people cleanse the external. When they go in the river Ganges, they keep submerging their bodies. Hey, of what use is it to wash off the body? Why don't you wash off the mind? The mind, the intellect, the chit, the ego, all of them, the antahkaran, has to be washed off. Soap has never even been used on these. So then wouldn't they become soiled? Everything is fine as long as one is of a young age. Then with each day, things become soiled and thereafter, rubbish gathers about. That is why I say, leave your conduct outside and take this along with you. Leave all these lies outside and nurture these columns. Then your next life will be topmost.
People who have not taken this knowledge of the self can also change their behavior in this manner, can't they?
Yes, they can change everything. Everyone has the liberty to recite these kalams.
When something bad happens, these kalams are a potent solution to wash it off.
This is actually a great purusharth. So, we have disclosed this, the greatest science of all. However, people must now understand it. That is why I have made it mandatory to do this much. Even if you don't understand it, just drink this medicine.
The internal diseases will be destroyed.
Yes, they will be destroyed. Dada has said to read this, so just read it. That is more than enough. This is not meant to be digested. This is like dissolving a tablet and drinking it and then going about your business confidently.
Is it true that one's spiritual worthiness can be increased by maintaining the intent?
The real purusharth is verily the intent. All these other concepts are baseless. The state of doership is a state of bondage, whereas this intent as the self of non-doership is a state that leads to liberation. People have become bound by do this, do that, do such and such, haven't they?
भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार
हो The intention will give effect in the next life.
When an incident happens, where I end up hurting someone's ego, in that instance, can I recite that kalam to not hurt the ego of any living being?
At that time, you should tell Chandubhai, do pratikraman for the hurt you have caused him, and do not make a fuss about other small matters. Anyways, one generally does not have traits so intense that they would cause anyone's ego to be hurt. And if the situation is such that someone is hurt slightly, then make Chandubhai do pratikraman for it. Actually, these intentions are to be nurtured. One lifetime still remains until liberation, so this intention will give effect. At that time in the next life, you will have become the very form of these intentions. Your conduct will be exactly as is written in these intentions. But in the next life, at present, the seeds have been sown. So it will not do if you were to say right now, come, let's dig them up and eat them.
The effect will not come in this life. It will come in the next life?
Yes. One to two lives still remain. That is why we are sowing the seeds, so that everything will be clear in the next life. This is for those who want to sow the seeds.
So should we recite these constantly, meaning as and when an incident arises?
No, that incident and nurturing these intentions have nothing to do with each other. What does the incident have to do with this? The incident is without any basis, whereas these intentions are something with a basis. These intentions will accompany you into your next life, whereas the incident will come to an end.
But isn't it on the basis of an incident that we are able to nurture these intentions?
No, incidents have nothing to do with it. Only the intentions will carry forward with you. The incident is without any basis. It will disperse. No matter how wonderful the incident, it too will pass. This is because it is a circumstance that has arisen, and these intentions are to be nurtured. Their circumstances are yet to be formed.
But it is due to these incidents that our intent changes. Isn't that when we are to use this intention and turn the intent back around?
But it is not as if it helps. Whatever had been done in the past life, that much will help right now. Yes, it is possible if you had started this process in your previous life. Only then would it turn around completely in this life.
So in the case of incidents, if the intents were there in the past life, do only those come into effect right now?
Only those will come into effect. Nothing else will come. Bhav, intent is the seed, and dravya, that which unfolds as events in this life, is the effect, the crop. Just one millet seed is sown, yet it gives rise to many more. These kalams are simply to be spoken. The intention just needs to be nurtured daily. The seed is to be planted. After planting it, watch the effect when it comes forth. Until then, provide the fertilizer. Otherwise, there is nothing that needs to be turned around in this incidence. And whatever is unfolding now, it is only that which has been carried over from the past life. So what do these nine kalams say? O Dada Bhagwan, give me the energy. Now what do people say? It is not possible to abide by them. But this is not something to be done. Hey, why are you acting crazy? Everyone in this world has said, do this, do this, do this. Hey, there is nothing to be done. One only has to know. And then ask Dada Bhagwan for forgiveness in this way. I do not want to do this, and I am repenting for it. Now, from the moment you say, I do not want to do this, from that moment onwards, your opinion becomes different from the action. Then even if you do that thing, there is no problem with it. But because the opinion became different from the action, you are free from the liability. This is the secret of the path of liberation. The world is not aware of it.
Are they only striving for changes in the discharge? Are these people striving to make changes in the effect?
Yes. Therefore, the world does not know of this attentive awareness at all. They have no clue at all. I am trying to free people of their opinions. Right now, this is wrong. Such is the opinion that has been established within you. This is because before there was the opinion that this is right, and the worldly life perpetuated through that. And now, as the opinion forms that this is wrong, you become free. Now this opinion should not change again under any circumstance. If you say these nine kalams every day, then gradually there will be no fighting or conflicts with anyone. This is because your own intent, as the self, no longer remains engrossed in the non-self complex. Now all that remains is that which is reactionary. That will gradually keep decreasing.